conversation, conversation, conversation. Hearts.
This is a little story at the expense of one of my friends in Australia. I have a good friend in Canberra who shares an interest in meditation with me. And when he was very new to meditation, he once visited our centre in Auckland. And it was a wet, rainy weekend. And we invited him on an adventure to a mountain range about 3 hours west of Auckland, and involved climbing quite a high mountain in this very rainy, mist-shrouded mountain range called the Coromandel Ranges. And at the time he arrived at the airport, he was wearing some white trousers, which of course are very inappropriate for clambering around in the New Zealand bush. But he said to us, "What shall I wear?" And I very facetiously responded and said, "Well, just remain in your whites, they'll be perfectly okay for this particular expedition." And in those days, he didn't know me as well as he knows me now, and he took me quite literally. So we drove across the 3 hours to the Coromandel Ranges, and then we left the car parked on the side of this mountain and embarked upon this very muddy, very steep, very wind-swept, rainy path up to the top of this mountain through very dense forest. And Brichard then had very little athletic prowess, which he does in fact now have. And he kept wandering off the track, and his white trousers and his white shirt became increasingly covered in mud. And at one stage I found him in the middle of a large muddy expanse in the forest. He'd lost one of his running shoes and got bogged in the mud, and he was trying to retrieve his muddy shoe. But by the time he got to the top of the mountain and returned back to the car, about 4 hours had gone by, and his whites were completely dark chocolate brown. And it was very... he looked very interesting, and he had vegetation sticking out all over him, and he was spitting out leaves, and it was a baptism by fire. And he tried upon his return to restore his whites to their original condition, but without any success. But we renamed the mountain Mount Brichard in honour of his the ascent, at the conquest of the mountain. And I still remind him of the story, and he takes it very well.
Conversation, conversation, conversation.